That's it.
Where is it at the moment?
It's in Belgium. It's in Brussels.
Okay.
It's in the base, in the basement of the Royal Fine Arts Museum in Brussels, where it was given by David's family because they wanted to give the Belgians a gift, because David had spent a very quiet... I mean, David was lucky to get away with what he got away with. He was very... He could easily have been executed any time between 1795 and 1799. He then reinvents himself as Napoleon's publicist, really, Napoleon's chief propagandist, and spends most of... It has to be said, most of the Napoleonic era working on huge, oversized paintings of Napoleon's coronation, and various other commemorations of the notion of the great man, the national hero, who is in some way, according to David, saved the revolution, although that's a very, you know, politically questionable position to take. But the fact that he was censored neither as a result of the revolutionary violence of the 1790s or as a result of his close association with Napoleon, but is allowed to kind of live out the rest of his life in exile in Brussels, is, you know, I think he was fortunate, really, to get away with that. There's also another aspect in that when the Allies take over Paris in 1814, 1815, during the defeat of Napoleon, and Paris is occupied by Allied armies, the British, the Austrians, the Russians, you know, and it's a full-scale military occupation, you know, huge camps in the Bois de Boulogne and Champ de Mars and places. The British in particular realise that they have nothing quite like David, that in a sense their visual culture, or their elite culture, has completely failed to represent, if you like, their political ideals in the same way that David has been able to represent the political ideals of French revolutionary politics during the same time. And this has a kind of leads to a sort of long-term sense of British inadequacy in the face of in the face of French ethical certainty in the arts, you know. And that has all sorts of implications that run through the century as well. But yeah, so that's a long answer to a short question. So David's family give the death of Marat to the Belgian nation in gratitude for his time spent there. And also because they probably realised that nobody in France would ever countenance seeing it back on the walls of a French gallery again.